In Arizona, more than 100,000 grandparents or other relatives are raising grandchildren. Drug addicted, mentally ill, or incarcerated parents are among the top three reasons why. But as KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie reports, many grandparents see this as a second chance.
On a Saturday afternoon, families are streaming into Saguaro Park in Glendale. There's a huge barbecue area, and the grills are fired up. Laughter and conversation fill the air, along with the smell of burgers. This is the annual Grand Families Picnic hosted by Duet, one of the few local organizations in the Valley that support grand families. And it turns out there are a lot of grandparents who are acting like parents again.
The hard thing was switching from grandparent, where you spoil your first grandchild, to you have to be disciplinarian. You can't be the spoil them and send them home because they don't go home.
That's 56-year-old Marcia Sherman. She and her husband Brian started taking care of their grandson when he was two. He's now 13.
There were a lot of things we had to learn, like car seat 101. As far as car seats had changed, a lot of things had changed. Getting back into daycares, diapers.
Like a lot of grandparents here, this was not in the plans. They had raised their kids, but their daughter was addicted to methamphetamines. She was going to jail, and their grandson had become a ward of the state.
And it took us 2 years to get the adoption through, their rights severed and the adoption through.
Marcia no longer works because she has COPD, a condition that makes breathing difficult. Brian continues to work.
It is what it is, you know. He's my son, and I'm going to do the best I can to make sure he grows up to be a good man. That's it.
Victoria Gray and her husband raised 9 of their grandkids. They took in their first grandbaby in 1993.
You find yourself at PTA meetings, and you're 40, 50 years old, and everybody else is in their 20s. And you're like, I'm here for PTA. And the children had different things, like kids were teasing them, like, why is your grandmother here all the time? Where's your mother?
Dejanera Nichols is Gray's 15-year-old granddaughter.
I felt embarrassed when I was little because I didn't have a mom or a dad to take me to my dances, my PTO, my parents' teacher conferences.
And that's what makes an event like this all the more important.
We are just about ready to get
Patricia
started.
Dominguez is the director of kinship services at Duet.
And I often hear them express how great of a time they have with us because they're not having to explain where mom is or what's happening, why do they live with their grandparents.
And what's happening, says Dominguez, is addiction.
Right now, meth and heroin are the top two drugs of choices.
Patricia Taylor's 3-year-old grandson was born addicted to heroin. He spent 17 days in the hospital. Taylor, who's 67, has had him ever since.
It's harder physically. It's less hard mentally, I think, because I know more about children and I've learned from my mistakes.
I know that a lot of grandparents in hindsight look back and think, wow, I should have done this or I should have done that.
And you hear that regret in Taylor's story.
I'm providing quite the structure for him, whereas when I raised my daughter, Dr. Spock had a book that said, you know, don't hurt their feelings, and I didn't provide a lot of structure for my daughter, and I think that's part of the reason she ended up like she did.
Besides wanting to get it right, so to speak,
all of us in this group worry about surviving long enough to be able to raise them. You know, that's all of our biggest fears.
Money is another concern for some grandfamilies. While Duet doesn't provide financial aid, they refer grandparents to organizations that provide those basics, food, clothing, even beds. There's also the trauma that comes with living with an addicted parent. And these grandparents are on the front lines.
You've got maybe defiant behavior, separation anxiety, it's those trust factors. For some of the grandparents, the anger, the issues are some issues. Grief, loss for both the grandparent and the grandchild.
And these issues don't just go away. Being a part of this new modern family that's emerging because of the opioid crisis means more resources are needed, not just for the addict, but for their families who are literally picking up the pieces. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.